Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
My final thought is about the state of the gospel and how it's being taught. Now, my view is we are living in a postmodern culture. And part of that is because there's a decline in the way the gospel is preached theologically and doctrinally, if you will. There's a man named Bill Giovanetti. I've mentioned him before. He has a school called Veritas. They teach the Bible. Here are some of his quotes. Quotes, sermons have gotten more practical and less doctrinal. At the same time, our worship music has gotten more emotional and less theological. We are stimulating an appetite for the wrong things. Giovanetti also went on to say, seminaries tell pastors to put the cookies on the bottom shelf. They mean to keep it simple because people aren't smart enough to get it. End quote. He also said it's a strategic blunder for pastors to reserve theological meat for church leaders only. Right? That's us too. We need to be fed. Granted, early on milk, but then the meat. We, as followers of Christ, Giovanetti says, we must be so theologically informed that we can raise a defense, we can answer critics, we can tear down misconceptions, and correct preconceptions against the truth of God. He said, God has ordained that his deepest truths be diffused throughout the body, not concentrated at the top among leadership. End quote. Here's where my heart breaks, if I can just be blunt. I've been in Christ maybe 11 years. I've been doing this program 8. I gave my life to the Lord at the age of 54, so I'm kind of new in a matter of speaking. But I look around at the church body and I'm thinking, and I'm not here to point the finger of blame. I'm just here to say, I think we have a problem with biblical literacy. Or more to the point, we've got a problem with biblical illiteracy. I think the average, and again, I'm not here to bust your chops. It's not what I'm here for. I'm here to build you up and edify you in, as the body of Christ, to point you to the good news of the gospel of Jesus and tell you, you need to get this stuff. You need to know what apologetics are. You need to know when you're in a church where your pastor is preaching theological liberalism and not biblical truth. See, because the wave's coming, and when you're 30 foot underwater after you get hit, you may have a revelatory moment like what just happened. At least see the wave offshore coming. Don't be ignorant, don't be naive, don't be gullible, don't be indifferent, don't be submissive. Be active and proactive by the power of the Holy Spirit. And get on with this. Later this hour, we'll talk about the Polish pastor in Canada. He was revisited over the weekend. If you don't know that story, we'll play some audio. Find your voice in Christ and push back against a culture. Part of the reason why I played the whole Vody Bakum thing is, again, he said it. I played the audio clip twice. We hear about social justice, we automatically think it's race. We're like all in. Let's fight that. And I say, yes, we need to. But that's not all this effort is. This is an agenda being pushed. You see it in the area of law enforcement and defund the police. Like somehow that's the answer. This is a many-tentacled monster. And I believe what Pastor Bauckham says, it's coming for the church. And if you don't see the writing on the wall, I'm here to scream, wake up. But one can't wake up if you don't even know God's word. Be informed. It's essential that you develop and maintain a healthy biblical worldview. What's a biblical worldview? I didn't go to Bible school. It's not an excuse. Here, I'll give you the easy one. A biblical worldview is one that you believe absolute moral truth exists. You're not a relativist. You believe God is absolutely essential in your understanding of who you are in Christ. Again, I'm talking about you that profess faith in Christ, not non-believers. What's a biblical worldview? The Bible is completely accurate in all principles it teaches. That's a biblical worldview. A biblical worldview is one that believes Satan is considered to be a real force. He's a real being, not just somehow symbolic or metaphoric. Jesus Christ lived a sinless life on earth. That's a biblical worldview. You've got some self-identified pastors that are progressive Christians that say Jesus sinned, or some a whole array of some other ridiculous assertions and accusations that clearly are not a biblical worldview. A biblical worldview is you believe God is all-knowing, all-powerful. And he still rules the universe today. He is sovereign over everything. And I go on and on and on and on about what a biblical worldview is, but you should at least have a modicum of an understanding of what a biblical worldview is. And that doesn't mean you go to church on Sunday, pastor, please teach me. And then you walk out the door. Somebody said, what did the pastor preach on? And you're like, I don't remember. This may be a mild rebuke. Western church, we're way too comfortable. And I really resist saying this, because if this isn't understood contextually, it can be really twisted. So the context is this. Here in California, we've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of churches everywhere. You actually today have access to an actual Bible. You go to other parts of the world, truth is, it's just the opposite of both. Virtually no churches, maybe an underground church where persecution is high, and you maybe have a couple of pages out of a Bible, but to have an actual Bible book, no. In America, we've got probably in your house, you probably have at least five. Any weekend you can entertain going to one of a number of churches. Yeah, I don't like the way that pastor preaches, or a regular pastor is on vacation and I don't like that backup, so, or worship over here is really cool. We're way too comfortable. Dare I say we have way too much freedom. Now, I want to be brief here. I don't want to spend the entire impact segment on this. But when it comes to the realities of freedom, this idea where you look at equality or equity, that somehow if you believe this is the end all and you don't have a biblical perspective, you'll give up your freedoms. We have a local legal firm that I think is one of the best, Tyler and Birch. They're a Christian legal outfit. Advocates for Faith and Freedom. Robert Tyler is at the forefront of that, does amazing work, represents pastors and churches, an incredible man of God. They just issued a media release that here in California now, I'll read the actual release. It's hard to believe that we've a year later, we've actually bought into this idea that you're not allowed to worship in church. You can't sing. Well, praise God, that's been dropped. But if you don't, again, see the wave coming, and you may go, well, it's COVID, it's the pandemic. No, it's draconian measures by which opportunists have used this pandemic, don't you see? Oh, non-essential one. Right, these are the people that say church is not essential, but booze stores and pot shops and strip clubs are. Wake up, church. According to the new California guidelines, as of last Friday, quote, in response to recent judicial rulings, effective immediately, location and capacity limits on places of worship are not mandatory. In other words, they've pulled back on the number of people they're saying can only attend church. They say not mandatory, but strongly recommended. Additionally, the restrictions on indoor singing and chanting are recommended only and are consistent with the recommendations in the guidance on gatherings. So now they're saying, you can actually sing and chant in your church. Isn't that special? Right? Did this happen just by happenstance? That somehow the entities in positions of authority have decided, oh, we're going to pull back on the churches now because COVID seems to be on the wane. Do you really believe that? Or is this outcome because people like Robert Tyler at Tyler and Bursch or other litigants or other people that form websites and file petitions or push back against such things or stand for the freedom in the church and for faith, where they say no more? I think it's the latter. I really do. I think we're living in a time, look over the year and a half ago, if someone was to say, under the category of safety and health precautions, you're basically going to be asked to give up most of your freedoms. Freedom to assemble, freedom to worship. No, you need to stay home. Healthy people, quarantine. Never in the history of the world have we had healthy people quarantined. But we go, okay, whatever you say. And so what am I petitioning for? What am I asking? I'm asking a few things. Be informed, please. Stop being submissive. Stop being indifferent. Stop pleading ignorance. Stop playing the victim. Maybe today's the day. Open the Bible. Start reading the Bible. Pray actively. Many times a day. I mean, I can go down the line with applying your faith at a time where we still can practice our faith to some degree. But if we don't understand God's word, what is to come, how we are to push back and fight back, you can't wake up when it's too late and go, okay, now it's time to fight. I look at a young woman in Georgia. You may have seen the video over the weekend. Her name is Courtney Ann Taylor. Just a mom who's got kids. And she's had enough with the whole mask mandates. right? Do you really think wearing a mask protects you or anybody else? Do you really believe that? Do you really believe if you're outside in nature by yourself in the middle of nowhere that you need to have a mask on to what? To protect yourself or protect nature from you? Why are you wearing a mask? Why do we have mandates? Why do we have study after study that says no, There was one last week from, I think, Stanford Medical. I'll get the actual thing, not Stanford University. Boy, they were quick to chime in and say, this isn't our study. The Stanford study said face masks are ineffective to block transmission, actually can cause health deterioration and premature death. But we have mask mandates. And then there's Courtney Ann Taylor, a mother of three. God bless this woman.
Every month I come here and I hear the same thing. Social, emotional health. If you truly mean that, you would end the mask requirement tonight. Tonight. This is not March 2020 anymore. We have three vaccines. Every adult in the state of Georgia that wants that vaccine is eligible to get it right now. And every one of us knows that young children are not affected by this virus. They're not. And that's a blessing. But as the adults, what have we done with that blessing? We've shoved it to the side and we've said, we don't care. You're still going to wear a mask on your face every day, 5 and 6 year olds. You still can't play together on the playground like normal children, 7 and 8 year olds. We don't care. We're still going to force you to carry a burden that was never yours to carry. Shame on us. My 6-year-old looks at me every month before I come here and she says, are you going to tell them tonight? Tell them I don't want to wear this anymore. And I say, baby, it's not time to fight that battle yet. I try to explain that there's so many things. But it's April 15th, 2021, and it's time. Take these masks off of my child.
Courtney Ann Taylor, she's from Georgia. Standing in front of the Gwinnett County Board of Education, pleading her case. She said they didn't elect the leaders at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. She did say the residents of the county of Gwinnett did elect the 5 school board members she was addressing. Quote, we chose you to make decisions that would be in our children's best interest in forcing 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old little children to cover their noses and their mouths where they breathe for 7 hours a day, every day, for the past 9 months for a virus you know doesn't affect them. This has got to stop, she said. Take these off of our children. Now, what's my point in bringing her up other than the obvious? She's not just a woman that's emoting. So many of you say, what do I do? Where do I fight? Where should I go? Pray. Ask Holy Spirit to lead you. This mom, she's not just standing in front of the school board. She launched a website, a petition, calling on Gwinnett County Public Schools to make masks optional for K to 12 students. She's gotten thousands of supporters to sign on. She wrote on the online petition, quote, we stand firmly together to defend our most vulnerable. We stand to say no more mask requirements on our children, end quote. I think of freedom. If you don't value freedom, you're not going to fight for it. You know the pastor up in Canada? You know the one, this guy, we heard his viral video we know about, I think it was a handful of weeks ago.
Get out of this property immediately. Out. I don't want to hear anything. Out of this property immediately. I don't want to hear a word. Out. Out. Out of this property immediately until you come back with a warrant. Out. Out! 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 Out of this property! Immediately out!
That's a pastor. If you've not heard that, it's been out a number of weeks. Well, he got another visit over the weekend. I didn't pull that audio, but it's more of the same, right? That you just heard was from Good Friday. Saturday, they returned. He took to video, social media, telling them to leave. He then flipped the camera on him, warned his viewers against what he believes is a growing state of tyranny in Western countries done in the name of public health. Who is this man? Maybe you have not heard of Artur Pawlowski. He said he was sickened by what happened this past Saturday in his church. Quote, they came in armed. Apparently wanted to get into the church during a service. I said, no way. Again, if Canadians will not rise up and stand up, if they'll not come to their senses while there is still time, while there is a time to wake up and push this evil, there will be absolutely no rights left whatsoever. If they can get away with us now, they're going to come anywhere and everywhere. Do you really think seriously they're talking and here for your health? End quote. Pawlowski grew up under the jackboot of the Soviets behind the Iron Curtain in Poland. He said, quote, I've been warning for 16 years about what's coming and it's here. Either you're going to keep pushing as hard as you can or you're going to be swallowed up by those people. The history is teaching us that those types of people will never stop. He went on to say, when we were warning Canadians, Americans, Westerners about what's coming, we've known this for years. He said people laughed at him, accused him of overreacting, being a conspiracy theorist. In the video, he said, however, it's here now. You cannot come and worship God without the interference of what he called the Gestapo. You can't pray with people. You can't associate. You can't have the Lord's Supper together. Why? Because the government says so. And then he said, will you fight? Will you push? Or will you just bow to the medical tyranny? Because that's what it is. You give up everything. Because they're coming for everything. Wake up or else, he said.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.